Hey guys, hope all is well. Hope everyone is back, settled in, and everything is gone well. Hopefully you didn't get too much jet lag. So today I want to start off the Limba, just framing exactly what it is that we're doing. So what is Seder Nezikin and Bava Kamma about? So when Rutretsky started getting Shem Bava Kamma, he talked about this. It starts with the famous Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, that there's the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Vav, V'haya Emunas Yitecha Chayson Yeshuas Chachma V'Das, Yes Hashem Hi Yitzray. So the Gemara says each one of the Pasuk corresponds to a different Seder Shas. Emunas Yitzray Yitecha Is Moed, etc. That means Yeshuas would be Nezikin. So why is Yeshuas Nezikin? So Rashi says very simply over there, that Nezikin is about preventing damages and saving you from losing money and getting into disagreements. However, Moshe Shapiro says that Nezikin stems from a claim that I take you to Beis Din and I say that you damaged me. But when it comes to the ultimate Geula, it can stem only from an active claim, meaning we have to want the Geula, we have to have a tie on a Kosh Baruch Hu, so to say. Rav Cook says that the whole root of Nezikin is that I think that I should worry about myself, even if it's at the expense of others. But learning Nezikin tells us that we have to be in a society which cares about others, and where you have to be mevatel yourself to the tzibor, and you have to actively make sure you don't damage others. And that's how we achieve Gula. In fact, Rav Rosenzweig says, based on this, based on the Gemara, in also Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where it's the Gemara says, my, Lashon of the Gemara, let me open it up. Again, this is Bava Kamma, Lamed Amud Aleph. So Gemara says, Hai Mandibai Lemehave Chasida, one who wants to become a chasid, Akaya Mila Dinazikin. She shall fulfill him as Mila Dinazikin. Rava Amar Mila to Avos, Amri La Mila to Brachos. So there's three opinions, Nezikin, Avos, or Brachos. So first of all, just to note that it's not one who is a chasid, or had to want to become a chasid. So the Marsha says in this Gemara that there are that these three aspects represent the three fundamental areas of Torah and our relationship with Torah in the world. Nezikin is bein nezam chaver, avos is bein nezam atzal, brachus bein nezam makom. So the Marsha is saying lav dafka is a machlokes, but these are the three ways in order to become a chassid. You have to perfect yourself in all three areas. Bein nezam makom, that's again brachos. Bein Adam L'Chavero, again Nezikin, Bein Adam L'Atzmo, is Avos, that's Midos. So Rosenzweig says that what's it mean, L'Kai, Mili, De Nezikin, is that it's not just preventative, but it's about what you create through fulfilling different Nezikin, creating that society, creating that society that cares about others, especially now, in the Tekufa we're in, coming out of Tisha B'Av, which you know, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And again, I was saying that the Geula is brought about through caring about others, Nezikin, Yeshuos, and now also Elul, where we're focusing more on Tshuva and our relationship, how we wronged others, and you know, people are going to go start showing a cover time, asking Mechila from everyone. Right, so so again, Nezikin is just really defining our own society, and again, learning Torah is learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's take on the world. So this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's take on how much he values personal property. So the Mishnah tells us, the first Mishnah tells us about the Arba Avos, and tells about Shor Bar Mav Hever, and why we have to say each of them, and we can't learn one out from the other, because they each have a unique characteristic. And we pointed out in our first Chabura that Avos Michal Di Ika told us, that's how the Gemara starts, And the Gemara tries to figure out. Told saying Kiyotzeben and Lav Kiyotzeben. So he said that they're yes and yes. We said was Lav Kiyotzeben, and that is specifically Chatzi Nezek Tzroros, which is Chosek Mirula. Again, if you're hopefully you're listening to this and the words Mefreshes Mechudeshes are ringing in your mind, and think of the Chakira. But if not, then hopefully I just start to get you to think about that. So we know a little bit about Halachah Moshe Sinai. Again, that stems from our Mishnah. The second Mishnah is telling us that you don't even have to be responsible for the whole thing. The Lashon Hichshar Tibi Miktsas Nizko Chav Tibi Sashim and Kehshar Kol Nizko. So the case is talking about, the Gemara says, is when you have a bar that is 9 tefachim deep. So the Mishnah in the fifth parak tells us that that bar is not able to kill. It's able to damage, but not to kill. And then you, so let's say I have a 9 tefach bar, and then you come and dig the 10th tefach. So now it is a bar that is able to kill, and the animal dies, so you are chayav to pay, which is a chiddush because you only dug 1 tefach. The fact is, no, you taka dug a 10 tefach pit. So again, just to frame the discussion of the Mishnayos in mind, is that you doing that 10th tefach, that is that showing you have a responsibility, you have an achrayus. And even though you could tie no, I only did 1 tefach, I shouldn't be chayiv. The fact of the matter is the property got damaged, the animal was killed because of you. So we really have to again learn from Seder and Ezekiel as a whole the severity of damaging, of wronging people, not just a personal property. Again, Bava Kamma is mainly talking about damaging property. Bava Metzia is more about businesses and other monetary areas, and Bava Basra is more about property laws. But and obviously, yeah, there's the Seder Nezikin, Seder as a whole comes to teach us how we view personal property. In fact, there's a view in the Gemara, Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, that these three Masechta Bokam, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra were originally one giant Masechta called Maseches Nezikin. No split, we know Bava means gate, so split into three parts. but yeah, Bava Kamma focusing more on personal property damage and just subcategorizing Bava Kamma. The first six Prakim talk about the Arbavos, that's war again, property damage. Seventh Perek about Geneva, eighth Perek about Chavala, when one person injures another. And 9th and 10th prakim about Gazela. So that's just a bit of an overview of the Limud we are going to be engaging in the next little bit. Seder Nezikin as a whole, Bava Kamma Befrat, and specifically, again, the issue of caring about everyone and taking an active role in preventing damage and bringing the Gula. Amen.